Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, November 5th, 2024. Today we're going to have part three of my what's intended to be a two-part special with information about voting in Maine. This is the final one, and it has information from the ACLU and the League of Women Voters. All of the links that I mentioned and the phone number will be posted on the archives with today's program. It'll be available at weru.org. Go to the Public Affairs Archives and you'll find it as soon as this is airing. From the American Civil Liberties Union, they say if you have not yet returned your mail-in ballot, you can go to your polling place, surrender the mail-in ballot, and vote at your polling place instead. If you are in line before your polling location closes, you are entitled to vote as long as you stay in line. If you run into any issues on Election Day, the ACLU hotline is 1-866-OUR-VOTE. Lawyers will be staffing the phones all day, ready to, quote, help you participate in our democracy. And remember, we may not have election results immediately, they say. And results taking time just means that the election officials are doing a careful job of counting all of the votes. And from the League of Women Voters, most poll locations will open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. We're using ranked choice voting in the presidential race, U.S. Senate race, and House race. You do not have to rank all of the candidates. If you don't want to participate in ranked choice voting, just vote for your top pick if you have only one preferred candidate. Otherwise, rank them in the order of what you prefer. Absentee ballots must be returned to the town clerk by 8 p.m. on Tuesday, this evening, in order for them to be processed and counted. Don't forget to sign the outer envelope. If you haven't voted yet and you want to take a look at any of the candidates before you go, you can see a copy of your ballot at vote411.org. The League of Women Voters, like the ACLU, reminds voters that delayed election results are normal. We've had them before, just think back. Election night reporting is unofficial, and those results may change as ballot counting is completed. Election results are not final until they're certified. If you witness disinformation, misinformation, or intentional deception about the election and voting process, the League of Women Voters would like to hear about it. You can file a report at lwvme.org/report misinformation. And they have a voter hotline if you're experiencing issues at the poll or have questions about how to vote before you head out there. You can call or text 207-558-3333. Again, those phone numbers and websites will be put up on archives at weru.org under Public Affairs Archives. You can view them right now if you want to head over to the website if you didn't catch one of them. And finally, all you Democracy Now! Fans out there, we will be covering Democracy Now!'s coverage of the election night results from 8 p.m. until at least midnight tonight. So tune in to WERU on our app, on the radio, or online, and you'll be able to hear that program from Democracy Now! As it's transmitted. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care of each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.